I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. In the original Total Recall, the troubled hero, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, goes to a brain-bending establishment called Recall Inc. to buy a virtual vacation, one that's all in the mind. Now it's Colin Farrell who goes to the same company where he's told, in the same spirit of salesmanship, we'll provide you with a complete set of memories all your own. Well, for those of us who saw the original, the problem with watching this totally dehumanized remake is that we, too, have a set of memories all our own. Specific memories of the 1990 movie, which was clever and playful as well as exciting and hugely impactful. And general memories of a time when going to see an action adventure could actually be great fun. The first question posed by the new production is why? The original, directed by Paul Verhoeven, was a sci-fi classic and a terrific piece of filmmaking for its time, so why try to top it? That's easy. Remakes aren't supposed to top originals or even to match them. They're meant to draw new revenues from new audiences. Most of the people who'll pay to see this film weren't born when the first one came out, or if they were, they didn't know Arnold from Elmo. Another question is harder, but maybe more instructive to answer. What does this film say about the state of the movie business? The original Total Recall was built from bottom to top as a vehicle for certified stars. Schwarzenegger certainly filled the bill, and so did Sharon Stone in the role of the wife. Audiences cared about them going in, and the movie capitalized on their presence with sexy riffs, smart jokes, plus some crude but shrewd ones about Arnold's physique, a few whiffs of silliness, a sprinkling of grace notes to punctuate the thundering action. The remake, directed by Len Wiseman, has no grace notes or grace, no nuance, no character quirks, no surprises in the dialogue, and no humor apart from one moment when the hero displays a special kind of phone and an awestruck kid says, "Where do I get one of those?" Yet none of that matters, at least not to the movie's intended audience, because the movie business has been transformed by globalization. Foreign sales are now where the main action is. We may wonder why so many studio movies these days seem to have been struck from the same crude mold, but in many cases, including this one, they weren't made for us as much as for an international audience where moviegoers respond more reliably to action and the bedazzlements of production design than to character or dialogue, let alone to humor, which translates unreliably, if at all, into other languages. In that context, the new Total Recall is not only instructive, but it's possessed of a perverse purity. Almost everything but the action has been distilled out. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW after a late summer vacation.